The Democratic Republic of the Congo won its independence from Belgium in 1960, but not without its own internal conflicts. Attempts at secession were stopped by Mobutu, who ruled the country until 1997. Though Mobutu was often hailed as a dictator who drove the country into financial ruin, Belinda says his early childhood during Mobutu's rule was peaceful.
I would say when it comes to peace and unity in the country, he had a good way of doing it in the country. But when it comes to management of the resources of the country, he was doing very, very poorly.
Belinda lived in a small village in eastern Congo until he was about 8 years old, when tribal conflicts forced his family to move to the city. Belinda says that his family is Hutu and is originally from the Congo, but others didn't see it that way.
Those Nyanga, Hunde, and Nande were accusing or were saying that the Hutu and Tutsi, they are from Rwanda. And so they didn't have a share in the Congo. They either had to go back to Rwanda or subdue or accept everything or live as second-class citizens in the country, a country we call our own.
For the next 9 years, he lived in the city of Goma. Belinda says that village fighting of the early 1990s never reached the cities, but the tensions did.
There was a certain suspicion between the members of those tribes. And when you meet that person, you would control what you say. You would think twice about what you're going to do when you relate to that person.
Eventually, in 1997, a rebel leader named Laurent Kabila ousted Mobutu with the help of Rwandan troops. What ensued was a 5-year-long civil war involving Rwanda and Uganda on one side and Angola and Namibia and Zimbabwe on the other. This time, the violence did enter Belinda's home of Goma.
What made us leave the country is because in that territory controlled by rebels, there was the rule of arbitrary. They would come and take whoever they want. They kill and they go to a certain place. They shoot and they didn't want anyone with an opposite view of theirs.
Belinda says people he knew, neighbors, were killed. And at the age of 17, he and his mother and some of his family members decided to leave the country. They took a taxi to a border town, then walked for 2 days through the bush into Uganda. After a year, they moved to San Diego, not knowing much English or much about the culture. The only job he could find was in a casino, but he decided working there went against his Christian beliefs.
And it was a tough decision. It was very, very difficult. Because at one point, even my family came to me and said, "What are you doing? What do you think you're doing?" There was pressure coming from different sides, but I didn't think it was a good environment for me.
His family helped support him as he volunteered and took classes, learning about life skills and youth empowerment. He eventually became a youth counselor and started his own business as a motivational speaker and a translator of 7 different languages, including Swahili, Lingala, and French. In 2008, he even wrote a book about overcoming your past to build a stronger future. He moved to Onalaska this winter to join his brother and to try to make money to pay off his bills. Though he's been in the United States for 6 years, he still thinks of his homeland.
People are poor when they are in a very rich country like that. And so it is something that I don't understand. And it's something that preoccupies me when I think about the Congo. I say, it's a place that can be great, can be powerful if something is done to empower people so that they can use that potential available in the country.
Belinda says he thinks he might return to the DRC someday, but for now, he's living in the crossroads of Onalaska.